Daniel Spurlock joins me in the studio as the Louisville Chorus gears up for its next concert. Daniel, hello.
Hello, Alan. It's good to be back.
And what do you have for us in this concert coming up on the 20th?
Well, this is a special spring concert that we're doing. We're calling it Cherubim and Seraphim, Angel Music by the Masters. And I've programmed several pieces. Some of them are very familiar pieces. Some of them aren't quite as familiar. But most of the pieces have something to do with angels. It either has Lord of Hosts as a part of the text, which, of course, in biblical language refers to the angels. It either has cherubim and seraphim in the text. For example, we're going to do a piece of music by Bortnyansky called Cherubim Song. Mm. And then we're also going to do the part of the Judas Maccabeus of Handel, the Alleluia Amen, which sings about cherubim and seraphim and so on. And we're going to be joined by some special guests. It's going to be the 7th and 8th grade women's ensemble from South Oldham Middle School. There's 76 of them. And they are going to sing the part of the angels in the final psalmody from Boedo's Mephistopheles. They will be joining the Louisville Chorus on that. And that's really exciting to have that many young voices. And Haley Reed is their director and has done a superb job with that chorus. And I was out there rehearsing them the other day, and they sound terrific. So they're going to join the Louisville Chorus on that, and there's a children's chorus part in the Alleluia Amen for the Handel, and they're going to join us in that and do something on their own. And we're doing several other pieces, you know, the Panis Angelicus mm-hmm. for angel music, and we're going to do the four recitatives in the Messiah. There were shepherds in the field, and lo, an angel was with them, and so on, and then lead up to the angels singing glory to God. And we're going to open. We're actually doing a couple of chorales in there too—a Bach chorale, "Beauteous Heavens of Light."
Oh, wow.
And the we're going to close. We're going to open with the actually the closing piece of the Saint-Saëns Christmas Oratorio, which is like heavenly angels singing praise to Him and so on. And it's really going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. The heavens are telling from Haydn's Creation, and. The rehearsals are going very well for it, and there's one piece in particular that I'm really excited about. It's a arrangement of the hymn Holy, 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 mm-hmm. and as most people are probably well aware, that's a text that's taken from Isaiah, and it talks about the Trinity, but it's the angels that are singing. The Lord of Hosts are singing Holy, and all the multitudes of angels. And the early words, at least in the Greek language for the New Testament, or referring to the Septuagint, which is the Old Testament done in Greek, the word multitudes, when it refers to the angels, means something that is far, far more than the number 10,000. Hmm. So according to the biblical text, there were well over 10,000. Some people think that was referring to just hundreds of thousands of angels singing glory to God in the highest at the birth of the Christ child. So this particular arrangement is by a gentleman named Paul Sartre, and he's done a superb job of writing the vocal parts. And you'll recognize the theme of the melody of the hymn in it, but what he does with it is just absolutely gorgeous. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, it sounds like one of the most varied programs I've heard come out of performance group lately. It's really diverse.
Yes. We've got old music from the Baroque period, modern music that's really beautiful modern music,
sure.
that is from the 20th century, and even some of it from the 21st century. But and romantic in between, you know. So it's really fun. We're having a great time with it, mm-hmm. and the singers are really excited about this program because of the variety of the program, the nature of the subject, and so on.
Well, to be able to tackle all this music, I think as music director Daniel Spurlock, you must have great confidence in the group.
I do.
as they're situated now.
Yeah, I do. They're a good chorus, and we have great interest in doing a large variety of music. We don't specialize in just one particular area or one particular time period of music. We enjoy doing all styles.
Mm-hmm. Well, for information and how people can attend your concert on Friday the 20th, how can people find out
more? Okay, yeah, the concert is Friday, April the 20th at 7:30, and it's at the St. Agnes Church on Newburgh Road. And for ticket information, they can go to our website at louisvillechorus.org, or they can call the Louisville Chorus office at 968-6300.
All right. And I've driven by that church all the time, mm-hmm. but I've never been in it. I bet it's a great place.
It is
a huge place,
absolutely gorgeous church. It's very large in the sanctuary because it's very high, but I love the acoustics there. Choral singing in that church to me is magnificent, and we really, really love being there, and they're very gracious people over at the church to have us. And the choral sound just really fills the air there when the Louisville Chorus is there. So we're looking forward to a really enjoyable concert that can really be very heartwarming and very inspirational, which, you know, we kind of need in this day and age, I think.
Sure. Now, Louisville Orchestra has its own website now, too, right?
Yes, and that's the louisvillechorus.org site.
Okay.
And that'll be information about the chorus, the rest of the season, and, of course, ticket information there, too.
All right. Daniel Spurlock, music director. Thanks.
Thank you.